There are more stars donating to hurricane relief. Tell us about it, Dean.
Yeah, you know what? When these kinds of things happen or stars talk about political or social things, you know, people get all upset. These stars are among the first to step forward when people are in need and donate huge sums of money. We told you yesterday about Taylor Swift donating $5 million. Dolly Parton has donated $1 million for hurricane relief for Helene and now Milton, for the Carolinas, for Georgia, for Tennessee, for Florida. Add to that list now Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. The husband and wife couple donated $1 million. You got to love that. Tom Brady yesterday announcing a $100,000 donation to relief efforts. Who else do we have? There were three or four other artists that came forward yesterday. And
of course, you know, Taylor Swift was the big one yesterday.
Yeah, Taylor Swift was the $5 million. That's, that's going to be hard for anybody to top. But yeah, it's very nice, and you know, if you go to our website, we are our company NextStar. I've often called our company Netflix for some reason. NextStar has partnered with some organizations that are providing hurricane relief. So if you would like to make a donation, you know, if you've got an extra $5 million sitting around and you just want to donate it the way Taylor Swift did, you know, go to WGNradio.com and they'll tell you how you can do that.
I'm sure $5 will be appreciated.
Yeah.
And this is nice. Also, yesterday was World Mental Health Day, and Prince Harry was talking about the use of cell phones, and kids just are addicted to their phones.
Yeah, I love this. I mean, he's very dedicated to that, but he was part of a panel talking about, you know, suicide prevention and kids with high rates of anxiety and depression and so forth. And he says that he thinks it is a direct consequence of the smartphone, that kids now are spending all of their times on their phone. They're spending less time interacting person to person with other people, and that is contributing to some mental health issues that they're seeing now being developed with kids. So you know, good. I couldn't agree with him more. How many times have you been around kids and their faces are down in their phones, you know, and you try to strike up a conversation and they do have trouble having like a small conversation. So
quite a few adults too, I think.
That's true. What'd you say? I was on my phone. I didn't hear you, sir.
John Mulaney is going to get a talk show, and I think he'll do well, don't you?
I think he's going to be so great at this. He's so natural and hilariously funny without being filthy. They announced it yesterday, and this is going to be kind of interesting because this talk show is going to be live on Netflix, and they have not announced when this is going to start yet, but they did some experimentation with this during the Netflix is a Joke comedy festival a couple of months ago, and John Mulaney hosted a live broadcast on Netflix, which is very unusual. But they're putting together what they say will be a bold, original, fresh, live variety talk show. So I love that they're even, you know, putting variety back into the conversation, that a variety show could be back on the horizon. But I can't think of too many more people than John Mulaney who could be great for something like this.
Are they saying when it's going to be on? Is it going to be on every night?
They have not said if it's going to be a daily show or a weekly show.
Okay.
They have not said when it's going to debut yet. But they did announce that one of Chicago's very own, John Mulaney, getting his own show.
And you're sure it's on Netflix, not Nextstar?
I could be mistaken about that.
And Dean's got a list of things to do this weekend.
I love when you talk medical talk, by the way.
Does that excite you?
Dr. Surratt.
Yeah, it's me. I play one on radio.
What do we have going on this weekend? Oh, a huge show at the United Center tonight. Only one of the biggest, most popular performers in America right now is in town. Jelly Roll is going to be doing a show, a 7 o'clock performance at the United Center tonight. His music crosses over so many genres, so many different types of people. It's going to be fantastic. If you are into the pop music scene, Sabrina Carpenter had one of the biggest songs of the summer with her song Espresso. She will be at the United Center on Sunday. Matthew Morrison, who is one of the stars of Glee, huge star on Broadway. He's done lots of different movies. He's doing a special one-night performance at the Paramount Theater in Aurora tomorrow night. It's their annual gala and fundraiser for the beautiful Paramount Theater, and Matthew Morrison and orchestra will be performing. Tickets are available. If you go to ParamountAurora.com, you can get info on that. And the legendary Frankie Valli. What is he, 92 years old now, I think?
Yeah,
somewhere
like that.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. He's doing a lot more than I'll be doing when I'm 92. I'll tell you that much. He is doing what he is calling the last encore tour. Says it's going to be his final concert tour ever. He's going to be appearing with the latest version of the Four Seasons out at the Rosemont Theater tomorrow night. We've got rocker Ben Folds at Rivers Casino out in Des Plaines. The Mexican ballad singer Emmanuel at the Chicago Theater tomorrow. Psychedelic Furs and Jesus and Mary Chain at the Salt Shed on Sunday night. For some theater this weekend, we've got the Goodman Theater's Inherit the Wind. This is the legendary story of the court battle over the teaching of evolution. Harry Lennox stars in the, if you remember the movie version of this, the Spencer Tracy role, Harry Lennox starring in that. It's going on through October the 20th. Kevin Smith, director Kevin Smith, of Clerks fame and other films, is doing what he's calling the Chronic Con Fan Convention out at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare in Rosemont through Sunday. It's kind of a big pop culture, kind of get-together. And at the Auditorium Theater tomorrow night, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is doing, it's not a political event or anything, although I'm sure politics will come up with it, but it's a conversation backing up her new book, which is out. That's, again, at the Auditorium Theater. For some laughs over the weekend, we've got direct from The Daily Show, comedian Ronnie Chang at the Chicago Theater tonight. Funny man Donnell Rawlings is at the Improv in Schaumburg through Saturday. Dave Attell, hilarious, going to be there on Sunday. Former SNLer Chris Kattan is at Zany's in Rosemont all weekend. And, of course, we've got the annual Chicago Marathon, my favorite Sunday of the year,
because you can't get to work.
Well, actually, we've made a different plan this year. Right now, of course, I'm at 2501 West Bradley Place. I'm at the TV station, so I'm going to be doing my Sunday show from this very microphone. So I'm actually not going to come downtown. I'm going to do the show, but I'm not going to be downtown because it takes like 5 hours to get close to the radio station on Marathon Sunday.
Yeah.
And although I thought I'd figured out all the sneaky ways to get there through Lower Wacker and, the bowels of the city, now everybody knows all my little secret passageways.
Well, we have a helicopter for you, Dean.
Well, if they want to lower me down to the roof at 303 East Wacker, that'd be fine, too. But Sunday morning, I will be here on the northwest side of Chicago, but the marathon's going to be going on, so we'll have some fun with that on the radio. Morton Arboretum's got what they call their glass pumpkin patch. If you love art glass, this is just spectacular. Glass makers make all these gourds and pumpkins of all different sizes and shapes, and they have them on display at the Morton Arboretum all weekend. In St. Charles, at the St. Charles Museum, their annual Scarecrow Festival is going on. I should mention, for new movies this weekend, the big new movie for the weekend is called Terrified 3. I actually, usually I can find 10 seconds, something like that, you know, to show on TV that these are the new movies opening. This trailer was so violent and so disgusting, I couldn't even find 10 seconds of video in the trailer to put on television. So if you're interested in horror movies, know that this is opening. They did not screen it for the critics.
That's a bad sign,
usually,
isn't it?
That's never a good sign when that happens. But know that it's apparently super R-rated, so be aware of that. There's plenty to go see. The new Joker movie is out, the Beetlejuice is still out, this Megalopolis, a lot of people are asking me about this Francis Ford Coppola film, Megalopolis, which I think is a mess. It's beautiful filmmaking, it's beautiful images. The storyline is buried in there someplace. Good luck trying to find it. It's really just kind of a mess of a story. It's like where he threw everything in and hope it stuck to the wall. And mostly I didn't think it has. And I haven't spoken to anybody who really enjoyed that. But know that it's out there at least anyway.
And Frankie Valli, we're told, is only 90.
Oh, sorry to add a couple of years to the...
Yeah, so maybe he'll do it like Cher.
You know what?
Many farewell tours.
He still sounds good, though. You know, you listen to some of his concert footage from recently, from the last month or so. He can still hit some of those notes, so yeah, God bless him.
People are complaining on social media he's not jumping around on the stage.
Yeah, none of us are.
90.
All of us have slowed down a little bit.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
Thank you, Dean.
Bye.